solicit what is being.
Well, you know, if people have immediate comments, we can take them now. But otherwise, I think Niloufer's plan is to write a statement, you know, on gender and the global financial crisis, you know, to represent this discussion and to submit this to the sponsors of the conference, but also to have this statement be useful for the opportunities that Caroline Hannan had brought up at the beginning of the conference, and I have them here. I was going to read them off from her speech. So, in effect, this is the intention, right? We hope that this document can then be used. It cannot be very long, but please.
I just want to say that it's not my. It's not really
first statement.
It's a collective.
It's a collective statement, which I think the plan is to circulate it among you before it is finalized, right? There will be a draft. And among the elements that Caroline Hannan had said in the beginning is that the first one, as he said, is the follow-up to the crisis that will happen in the General Assembly beginning in September. Another one is the rollout of the World Survey of Women in Development, both in the General Assembly and all five regions. So if we have this manifesto, then I hope that somebody can say, well, you know, this is a good idea, but, you know, it's important to think about the whole macroeconomic framework to change the overall policy of macroeconomics so that the resources can be derived, as well as the annual Ministerial Review and Development Cooperation Forum in July 2010, which will focus on the equality and empowerment of women, plus the commemoration of the 15th anniversary of the adoption of the Platform for Action on the Commission of Status on Women in March 2010. So there is a lot of possibilities for this kind of integrated view. And we do hope that we will obtain your endorsement, right, for such a summary and position paper. Niloufer, did you want to say something else? So do you want to close? Rania, did you want to say we're about to close the meeting? And I want to just say that on behalf of the United Nations, no, I'm not authorized to say that, right? United Nations. On behalf of myself, right? As an employee of the United Nations, I was very pleased to have managed to have this meeting here, right? And to have all of you use the facilities. We were really trying to get a more intimate room, but we did not. And let me apologize on behalf of the United Nations for all of the all of our problems we had in wandering around the corridors, but. In the end, I think everybody learned how to use the system, and we forced a lot of the issues. We are very grateful to UNIFEM. We are very grateful to DOE. And most of all, we are completely grateful to the Mexican government for helping us have this event. And if you want to ask about future events, I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm just a supporting actor here. So it's really up to the network to decide this. So Niloufer, please, I hope you have a pleasant trip back to where you are from. If you come and visit, we're here in New York, please stay in touch.
Thank you very, very much, Butch. First of all, thank again one more time. We'd like to thank everyone, all the colleagues who, friends who worked, and colleagues in all the institutions of the United Nations, in UNDESA, UNDOE, UNIFEM, UNDP, and also our colleagues in IDRC, FARD Foundation, and of course our friends and colleagues in the government of Mexico. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks, and our colleagues in Mujeres, and we would really like to extend our heartfelt thanks to everybody. I think it was really for us very meaningful to have this meeting or this conference, which is our ninth international conference as GEM IWG, in what I consider to be the people's house. And I consider us as representatives of the peoples of the world, the men and women, so it was very meaningful to have it in the people's house, which we don't get to come here very often. But in a symbolic sense, we could actually discuss this as not as governments, representative of governments, but as perhaps bringing here the voice of the peoples from all around the world. So that was very, very meaningful. And thank you especially to Butch Montes for making that really possible. Again, we will draft a statement, several of us, and we will circulate this. As a statement that sort of summarizes the discussions and the recommendations of this conference. We will share them with all of you and with our colleagues, and we will, of course, continue to work on issues of macroeconomics, gender, and international economics in the future. We have many other activities that we have all been discussing over the last 2 weeks. So we thank everybody for coming and attending the conference and the two-week workshop. It has been marvelous. And before we leave, we all talked about having a picture here in the people's house before we leave.
Want to thank the people who have helped us run
and
the conference.
We would like to thank very much. Very much, and the Mexican mission. But we really would like to take a picture here before we leave. And I hope everyone who is leaving, going back to their country, some of you are, some of you aren't, live here, to have a wonderful trip. But as participants of the GMIWG meeting, we are going to be having dinner at a restaurant that is called Vatan. V-A-T-A-N, and the address of Vatan is? 27th Street and 3rd Avenue, and it's an Indian restaurant, or a South Asian restaurant, an Indian restaurant probably. And right, so we hope to meet there very, very soon. Please join us. And again, if you want to come here and have a photograph taken, that would be great. Thank you very, very much, everybody. Thank you.